Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate always in true transparency and love to help you navigate those waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is absolutely no different. It all starts in the heart, folks, with that subconscious mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. Today's spotlight is with Sean A. Carrington. Folks, I am super excited to bring this gentleman to you, who is a phenomenal human being who has so much going on. Let me just dive into his bio. Because I can talk about him extemporaneously and just keep going. But Sean is a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's a student and servant to God, his family, and his community. He is a graduate from Columbia Southern University, class of 2020, with an MS in organizational leadership and a BS in business management, concentrating in human resources management. Folks, Sean has held numerous leadership positions throughout his 24-year military career, enlisting in the United States Army on May 27, 1992, and retiring as a Sergeant First Class, SFC, folks, from the United States Army on June 1st, 2016. Currently, Sean owns and operates two limited liability companies, two LLCs. His global brand is Mr. Sean Biz, and that's Sean, S-H-A-W-N-B-I-Z. He is also the national commander for NAMVETS, which stands for the National Association of Minority Veterans, a 501c3 veterans service organization, assisting veterans worldwide, folks. If you can't tell by his bio alone, in that short bio, this is a phenomenal man doing big things in the world, serving, continuing his service outside of the uniform in civilian life, making a difference. Sean, let me stop talking about you, giving you your big ups. Welcome to the show. Welcome. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, Doc V. I definitely appreciate that introduction. I want to thank first God Almighty, and I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you again.
Absolutely. So we look forward to hearing your story and how you face your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. You know, and that's huge because when you think about loving the skin you're in, facing your fears, you're a military man, right? So you're taught to do that, right? But in a different way. And when you think about it on the civilian side, it's very different. So I won't get into your talk, but I want to point that out to the audience because that is something that our men and women coming out of service where veterans face and deal with transitioning into civilian life. So in our podcast, we ask two questions, Sean. We ask, how have you defined your path and how do you help others define theirs? So let me stop talking and give you the spotlight because I want you to have the full time. So the spotlight is yours, my friend.
Okay, I appreciate that. So I first would like to start off just what you were just saying right there as far as loving the skin that you're in. So I share with everyone all the time that before I joined the military, I was actually Sean. So I knew who Sean was. I knew who was Sean was meant to be. I knew what my vision was. So when I joined the military was a vehicle taking me to where I was already going. So it wasn't where I was, in the Army. I felt like the Army was in me. So I share that with everyone always that when I left the military, I already knew who Sean was. So early on, we talked about what was in my mind and what was in my subconscious mind, what was in my heart. It was four things, actually, a vision. It was actually, I knew how to manage me. I knew how to strategically plan what I wanted to do, you know, and then I also knew that I wanted to establish a legacy throughout my life. And I think I've always kept that at the forefront of everything I did, from early on working at Burger King to now where I stand in front of you, just speaking about the many valleys and the many blessings that I was able to stretch myself throughout the process. So it's been a process. It's definitely been a process. And I, you know, definitely appreciate that process because I understand now that without those, I don't want to say trials and tribulations, but I would say those valley moments, yes. I think I wouldn't be where I'm at today. But I'm very humbled. I'm very appreciative. And I share everything that I learned throughout those that time with my family and with my friends and with the members of the organization that I serve. Leadership is big and is always at the forefront. And I think I always share that we must first lead ourselves before we can lead others. So I'll talk about that no matter where I'm at, as far as that's I'm big on leadership. And one, because I think it's not just about talking about it, it's about being about it. Yes. And that goes back to what you were sharing with us as far as the skin that we're in. You say, who are you? You know, who are you? And I think that's simple. I think that's huge, you know, and I think that's huge for people to understand and look themselves in the mirror. Like, who are you? You know, are you being that person that you're portraying to the world? You know, what you're talking about. If I say, you know, I want you to have a vision, do I have a vision? You know, if I say I want you to plan out your life, am I planning out my life? Mm-hmm. You know, if I say I want you to be an entrepreneur, then what is entrepreneurial? Tell me what the traits or what characteristics come with being an entrepreneur. That means I should be doing those things that I'm suggesting others to do. And I think that's important. And I think I was able to kind of learn and really, I guess, key in on those skill sets throughout the military, which is what I do actually now for my businesses and the people I serve. So I'm very excited, and I look forward to the many, many more challenges and mountaintops to climb and everything else for the next 50 years, I would say. So.
Yes, I love it. So before we pivot to the other question, I want to riff a little bit on this first response that you gave, because it's really extraordinary to me that you have identified, because let me back up even further. A lot of people who go into service go in very young and they go in for various reasons. And when they walk into that environment, you know, into the recruiter's office or what have you, they don't know who they are. They don't have a plan on how to define their path past signing that piece of paper. You know, so how, what in your background prepared you or brought you to that place where you dealt with yourself first and then you held on to that through service?
Well, great question, Dr. V. I think, like I was saying earlier, my first job was at Burger King, you know, and one moment in particular, you know, I remember opening up one morning. And I got there early and I had the keys to the building because I think all the general managers and the managers trusted in me and the leader that I showed or the leadership skills that I showed early on. But I had the keys to open the facility up. And when I opened it up about 30 minutes later, I think the rest of the crew was supposed to come in. No one showed up. About an hour later, none of the managers showed up. So here it is. It was time to open the store, and I was the only one in the store. And at that time, what I did was I prepared the drive-thru, got everything set up. I prepared the kitchen, had everything going, prepared the front room, the front cash register, had everything ready to go, opened up the dining room. I was serving customers at the drive-thru and at the front cash register. I was cooking the food, bagging up and serving it and still doing it within the 3-minute time frame, which was the standard at that time. So when I look back on that time, that's when the vision really came to me and showed me the talents and the skills that I had. And I knew that I was on something else. And when I saw that, I knew I wanted to do something different. But I just didn't know exactly what that different was. But that's how I ended up in the military. So when I went to the recruiter, it's because I saw something where I was going. And I used to ask, I used to pray all the time about, you know, I wanted time and I wanted to travel. And so people always ask me, what do you mean by that? And I said, so I used to always ask God, okay, God, you know, I wanted my time back because not only did I watch a lot of my family and a lot of my friends always working every day just to kind of do the same routine just to pass on. I said, I didn't want that, you know. And so then something really spoke to me and was like, well, first I got to sow before I can receive. And then I was trying to really realize what that really meant at the time. And then I realized that I must first give up my time to regain my time. Yeah. So I joined the military, you know, and to me, it was always a bigger vision in my head. And that's why I tell people sometimes throughout my military service, yes, most of it was psychological because you was dealing with a whole lot of nonsense sometimes, you know, but to me, it was a bigger picture. And I never got caught up in that because I saw where I was going with it. So I used to lead my soldiers the same way, you know, to make sure, where are we going with this? What's the bigger picture? What's the why? So a lot of times you'll hear people talk about the why. And that's what my why was I saw where I was going. It wasn't about what I was dealing with right at the moment. It was where I was going. And I stayed focused on that. So even to this day, and within the organization and to the rest of the leaders, everything starts with a vision. Because, you know, we all know that without a vision, then you will perish, meaning that you will walk this earth aimlessly. You know, so a vision actually brings clarity to your life. So when I received that and I had that, life was clear. You know, so now the many distractions that was coming at me was just distractions. I recognized it and I stayed clear and stayed focused on what I was doing and what I was building. And that really helped me. And so now I teach really that to my leaders as far as what is the vision. You know, really take that time to identify what is your vision, because without that, then your directions now are unclear and you're liable to end up anywhere, you know, and I think sometimes that's the treadmill life, I like to call it. Sometimes you're running, not going anywhere. so that's kind of what started. I tell people that the Burger King, my first job at Burger King really started where I'm at today because it really showed me. And I was sharing this with the students today that the key to me was me. You know, and once I knew that, then I operated that way and I operate that way today. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sean, you're giving me so many sound bites. The key to me is me. You know, you have to give up time to get time. I love that one because, you know, we don't want to give up our time, right? We're constantly fighting to get time, but we don't understand the giving and the receiving, you know, of life, you know, which is just a natural law of life. But you know, we're so conditioned opposite those natural ways of thinking and being, you know?
Right.
Absolutely brilliant. But how fortunate, I mean, it wasn't even fortunate. I would say divine intervention. That was a divine moment that caused you to pivot in your thinking and being. And, you know, if you were in that box, it helped you think without that box to set you on a whole new trajectory and open your mind up to the possibilities and the fact that you were meant to do more, you know? Yeah. And for that to happen to someone, you know, as young as you were at that point, that is an extraordinary thing. So, I mean, your soul started calling and you started listening from an early age is what I hear.
That's it. That's exactly it. You know, and I really spent a lot of time just thinking about my entire life and how some of those puzzle pieces were coming together. And am I sitting here saying that I knew exactly what I wanted to become in life at 18, 19? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I knew where I was going, you know. Therefore, since I knew where I was going, I knew which road was not going to take me there, you know. So I didn't know exactly all the pieces, but I knew exactly where I wanted to go. And I think that was important. And that's what I try to share to people today. You got to first know where you're going. You know, and because if you don't know where you're going, then you're going to be chasing leaves in the wind, just trying to do everything and end up in the same place and frustrated because you don't know where you're going. Everything starts with us, you know, and I think those talents and those gifts are in us. But for some reason, we like to search externally instead of internally, you know, and I even teach my kids this very thing. You know, I want them to know who they are. So that way their journey through education and their journey through the different career paths and stuff like that, you still don't lose yourself in that process because you need to know who you are. You need to know why you're doing it. Because without that, like I said, you'll end up on the treadmill. And so nobody wants to be on the treadmill.
Sean, I do not want to be on the treadmill. I just like the treadmill with a passion.
Oh, I'm with you. As much as cardio is necessary, sometimes I'd rather be out there on the streets, going somewhere, seeing the buildings, seeing the trees, seeing the trails. But when I'm on the treadmill, I'm tired. It ain't went nowhere.
Nowhere.
So I think it's important.
I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. We could just keep talking about how you defined your path for hours, days. But I want to jump to, because you've already started to kind of allude to thought processes and practices that you put into place while you're in service. And if I'm not mistaken, in some of our other previous conversations, you became an entrepreneur while you were still active duty military. Is that not correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I actually started building my brand and my business while in service. Mm-hmm. And like I share with all my fellow comrades, is that because I had that vision early on, mm-hmm. I saw where I was going. I started building while I was in service and what I wanted to do. I knew I started out as a real estate investor, you know. Mm-hmm. So everywhere I was stationed, I was purchasing property. You know,
love it.
And a lot of times people thought I was crazy, you know, but I say, hey, look, I knew where I'm going. I knew where I'm going with it, you know, but I always tried to share that the many benefits that we already receive in the military, why not use those to your advantage to help build you up versus giving it all away to somebody else that already had the money, like all the malls and all the stores and everything else. So I was really trying to teach everyone within the service to think past the service. You know, like I said initially, that it wasn't really about the Army for me, just like it wasn't about any of the universities for me. It was always past that. Sometimes we got to see past that. The military was a vehicle to where I was going. Mm-hmm. Same thing with me attending the university was a vehicle to where I was going. Everything was a piece to where I was going. But it wasn't the objective. Yeah, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
So when I say that, it's a difference between having the goals and the growth, because the goal is, okay, I'm going to go there. But then once I go there, once I achieve that goal, now what? You know, mm-hmm. So I tell people, you got to see past it. Yes. And then that's what I did pretty much. So I started building the brand, started building my business while I was in the service, because I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I left service. And that's a whole nother topic in itself, because as the national commander in NAMVETS, that's what we're doing right now, trying to help transition service members identify who they are and what they want to do when they transition out of the service. Because if you don't align with yourself, then you're liable to connect with any organization. And then you're frustrated thinking that this organization didn't do this and this organization didn't do that, when everything starts with me. You know, because when you know you, now you not only know what you want to do, but you know what you shouldn't be doing, you know, and I think that's important for not just veterans, but all people in general. So,
right. Yes. And I love your work with NAMVETS, and certainly look forward to just, you know, our collaborations and connecting and growing and supporting that military community together, because, you know, we can't do it by ourselves, right? You know, so just like minds coming together to help make this change is going to be so pivotal, because the men and women who are coming out of service have the skill sets. You know, they have the leadership capabilities, you know, they have the problem serving skills. And it's just a matter of getting them plugged in and understanding that, you know, there is life after service and they were meant for so much more. So super excited about the work you're doing with that.
Yes. I'm super excited to collaborate with you, because you're exactly right. You know, I think it's one thing to do what we're trained to do, but it's something else to do what you're meant to do. You know, and I think it's so important for all people to understand that. You know, and that's why I always say it starts with you, because if I know now what I'm meant to do, then now, like I said, my life is now in another. The driver is different. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not just sitting in the bus.
Absolutely.
Yep. So. But it's, we definitely have a lot to collaborate with. And I look forward to that, because I think you have established a platform that's not only global, but your brand and what you're doing to highlight others. I think in the process is actually the way you're serving others is serving you. And I definitely appreciate that, because I think it's a great thing for this opportunity. I'm very thankful, you know, just to sit here and be able to speak with you on the things that you're doing and how we can align and bring things together, I think is a blessing in itself. And I thank you for that. So.
Oh, now see, look, you're going to make me all emotional. On bless you. Man, you know, we have a soul connection, and yes, and our connection is a divine one. So, so only great things that come from that. So now let's jump in. we can have our love fest all day.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how you help others define their past. So you have numerous things going on. So whatever you want to focus on, if you want to talk about a little bit about all of it or wherever, whatever direction you
want. Well, let's start with the entrepreneurship. To be an entrepreneur, I think it always starts with a vision, like I stated earlier. Then it starts with identifying that gift within you. So one of the things that I share with not just all of our veteran members, but the veteran families and the communities that we serve is that let's talk about the strengths and the gifts or the seeds that are in you already. Because once we can identify that, now you have the ability to not only create income for yourself, but you have the ability to kind of really control your own narrative. And you can dominate wherever city, whatever state, whatever country you go to, because now you have identified what that gift is. So I think that's the two first steps when it comes to entrepreneurship. So we talk a lot about that within the organization, is that I want everyone to start a business. I want everyone to know what their gift is and know where their talents are, because the way you're going to fly is based on your strengths, not the things that you're weak in. I don't want anyone in constant repair of themselves. You know, I want people to know where I'm strong at, and that's how we're going to fly. So I'm always talking about being like the eagle, you know, and I say, so you'll be like the eagle. If you think about it, the eagle's not worried about the things that the eagle can't do. The eagle's out there flying above all the storms because he knows that this is me, you know, and I want all of our members and all of our family members and all of the communities to kind of operate in that same way. So the two things for entrepreneurship is vision and identifying that seed, identifying that gift, you know. And so we talk a lot about that within the organization. And that's how we serve people. And we because we're not just out here trying to give information. We're looking for transformation. And so I want to transform people's situations, not just talk about it, you know, and not just send you some information. I want to transform the situation. And the only way to transform the situation, transformation comes internally. And that's what I meant by the only way to transform you, I got to change how you see things, change your subconscious mind, change your perspective. That's why it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because if we don't do that, then now we're just out here just transitioning and receiving a whole lot of information, you know? So the difference maker is receive that information, let it download in my subconscious mind. And now let's transform myself and transform my situation, because the only way to change my pockets is to change me first, you know. And that's what message I'm pushing, and I think that's how we transform individuals and transform the communities and ultimately transform the world. So we're excited about it.
Look, you better speak. I'm over here like I want to clap. I want to dance, I want to shout, all of that. You are bringing the word, you are bringing life and truth and light. And that's what the world needs, you know, and particularly those, you know, who are just used to serving, right? You know, because that's the mindset that, you know, we folks get stuck in, right? And we don't understand that we have to serve ourselves also by loving the skin we're in, you know, doing that deep dive within ourselves, particularly when it's time to transition, to pivot, you know, whatever, in whatever aspect or phase of life that we're in.
That's it.
So I love how you're just bringing that. You're working with the internal piece, the inside out, as opposed to outside in, because we're constantly getting that outside in feed, right?
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I was just telling the students today that I can go out there and buy all the, you know, brand new suits and brand new shoes and still end up being the same donkey. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
Because it's not the external, it's not the outside stuff, you know, because if I don't change me, I'm the same person just going to a new job or a new city or a new household in a new relationship. You can't bring the same old baggage into something new, you know. That's right. And so a lot of times we're looking in the windshield of life, focusing on the rearview mirror of the past, you know, and it's never going to work that way. And we got to change that. So I always talk with and speak on the internal side. How do we change and transform our internal sides? Because that's the only way to change your external circumstances, is to change your internal side, you know. And I think it's important, you know, it's very important. And you touched on earlier about another crucial key to pour into others is that I must first have something pouring into me, because the only way to pour into somebody else, I can't be empty, you know. Empty cup can't pour into nothing, you know.
Exactly.
So I always make the analogy about, you know, when we first get on the airplane, so that how when they always say that before you help someone else, put your mask on first, you know, because if you over there passed out, how you gonna help somebody?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but the same thing applies in life, you know what I'm saying? So before you can pour into somebody, who do you have pouring into you? You know, and so leadership and mentorship is so important. And that's the only way for us to light and be that light for others, you know, and so when we light somebody else's candle, it doesn't take away from our light, you know, and I want people to understand that, you know, it's so powerful. Try it at home, light another candle and see how that other candle still burns, you know, right. And that's what we have to be in this, in sometimes in this world of circumstances that we find ourselves in a lot of times. Just be the light, just constantly be the light. And I think we were meant to be that, but that happens internal, you know, and not external. So,
yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. But look, it's all kinds of things running through my head right now that I want to talk to you about. And while we're still focusing on that, because I want to get to the work you do with the 13 and up and the chess and all of that. I want to stick with the military mindset real quick. And just, you know, because, you know, there's this competitive piece to it. There's this subordinate piece to it. You know, the whole, you know, dim your light. So, you know, there's a rank and file, period. So
yes.
How do you work with your folks to help them come out of that boxed in thinking when, you know, I get the vision, I get, you know, all of that, but I mean, that is such a difficult thing when most of your life, you know, 11 to, you know, 10, 20 years, that's been your modus operandi. And yeah, so how do you, what are some things you would tell our listening audience, our viewing audience about that, who are in service or veterans?
Well, great question, Dr. V. And one of the realities that actually slapped me in the face probably about 10 years ago was throughout all of my leadership training and all my leadership time within the military, I realized that leadership really comes from the word. Leadership comes from Jesus, you know, what a leader really is. So when I started studying what a true leader is, then I started realizing that a lot of things was contradicting to that. So that rank and file sometimes that we have in service or sometimes we have in corporate America is not what leadership is, because leaders serve. You know, yes. Jesus came to the world to serve. You know, so if I'm a leader, that means I serve. That means I serve the people, my talents. I serve the people, my gifts. Yes. I serve the people, myself. I serve my many seeds of light to the people I serve. So I started thinking back on, you know, a lot of the different leaders that I worked with, and that when it was about they wanted to be served, not be of service, you know, so it was a complete difference. Yes. So when I recognized that, I was already moving differently. I was already navigating differently, you know. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are still in that worldly mindset of this is what we do, because it came from somewhere dark and deep, you know. And I think until you break that cycle, then you end up operating in a different blueprint. And that's when I was talking earlier about the strategic leadership and strategic planning, because we have two blueprints, you know. We got the blueprint that we should be doing, then we got the blueprint that the world lays out. And sometimes leadership follows that blueprint that the world lays out, where you always got to have the haves and the have nots. But in reality, it's not about having someone in charge and a subordinate, because we're not supposed to build more followers, you know. We're supposed to build leaders. And to build leaders, we change the world. But to build followers, we might change next week. And that's the difference, you know. So we don't need to do that. But that's when I realized that what true leadership is, we're here to build leaders. And as an organization, that's what we're doing. We're here to build leaders, and we want leaders, and we want leaders to grow. But I also expect leaders to understand what leadership is, you know, to serve. And that's key, because, you know, I meet a lot of people with a lot of skill sets and a lot of talent that come from a lot of experiences on the wrong blueprint, you know. You know, and sometimes you got to shift that. You know,
You better speak. You look, I want to run out of the studio right now.
So it's great though. But I think we are here to work together. But we just sometimes, you know, the only way to walk together, we have to align. You know, and that's so important. You know, because it's a lot of people doing a lot of great things, but sometimes you can't walk together. You know, and it doesn't take away from the things that people are doing. It's just that you have to align, you know. I think you and I both know that if anyone ever put together a puzzle, that you know only the right pieces fit,
right?
You know, so you can have a whole bunch of other different puzzle pieces, but if you ain't got the right pieces, they don't fit. And that only comes with knowing your alignment, you know, and I think that's so important. for a leader to understand that. So,
yeah. Look, and that's powerful. So let's just transition. If you want to stick with me just a little bit longer. Let's talk about the babies, the 13 and up.
Okay.
You know, and because I imagine you're already working with them in this, you know, with the mindset, you know, and understanding yes. these principles of leadership so that, you know, they have the benefit of your wisdom, right? And
yes,
we don't have to raise what is one of the favorite quotes that I've come across. We don't have to raise, you know, children who will be in therapy or, you know, we don't have to fix the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly where we're at. We find ourselves in society today, you mm-hmm. know, so mm-hmm. we strip a person's internal strength away mm-hmm. and then now tell you you need therapy to kind of tell you who you are. But if you was designed and conditioned to know who you are in the first place, right. then you won't need that. You know what I'm saying? So we're in a reactive society instead of a proactive leadership,
exactly.
you know, and that's what I try to do. So when I'm in the school system, I bring the game of chess into the school system. Mm-hmm. And so I use chess as a tool to teach leadership to the students. You know, I'm using the pieces to identify, okay, at the pawn stage, this is your growth time. You know, so each one of these pawns, I always share, I say either you're taking one step or you're taking two steps. But what you don't do in life is go backwards, you know. And
yes.
So I'm sharing that because I want them to have that visual, but I also want them to hear me and receive that message. And then, of course, all the other pieces, everything is about the king. You know, mm-hmm. so we here to understand and be and learn and be like the king. We were created in his image to be like the king. So if we're not on a journey or growth journey to even do that, then mm-hmm. you're already on the wrong blueprint. You know, and then you wonder why you have to reach out to all these different other services just to tell you who you are. You know,
right.
and I think it's unfortunate, but I think that's the world we live in today. And we have to change that, you know, but I think that's what is so important for the students. And I didn't know it and didn't realize it years ago of why so many adults was focused on students and kids, you know, mm-hmm. but I understand it now, you know, mm-hmm. and I want to say one of the reasons why is because students come without a whole lot of extra bad habits and baggage that sometimes you can pour into the students mm-hmm. and have them really refocus their lives on the right paths.
Mm-hmm.
Some adults are hardened already in yeah. the wrong ways, you know,
right.
and it takes another 10 years to kind of strip those bad habits away, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's unfortunate, but I think it could be done. But you and I both know that since we didn't create nobody, we can't change nobody. So I can only put that seed in you, you know,
right.
you know,
yes.
and, but whether you make that choice to change or not, that's, you know, I mean, that's not, you know, saying it's something that we can do. And I think, that's our situation when it comes to a lot of those. But I think the children, you know, we supposed to train the child up as they should go. So that means I got to pour into them the right things so that way they can develop and become who they are, who they meant to be, and move forward with life correctly. And I think that's what we mm-hmm. do with our 13 years and up, you know. And I say just and up because, yeah. you know, as a leader, I mean, we're here to mentor. They could be 100.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You could be 100, you know what I'm saying? But if you're hungry, we're here.
Yes.
We're here to help. You know,
yes.
and that's the mindset we have. So yeah.
Oh, I love it. If you're hungry, you're here to help. Look, if you
that's
have
it.
Ears to hear, eyes to see. I love it.
That's it. If you're hungry, we're here to help because you got to want it. It goes to the individual. You got to want it. If I want more and if I want better, mm-hmm. then I'm gonna pursue it, you know. And
right.
You know, but if you're fine with where you're at, you know, and content. Then sometimes it's hard to kind of change that. You know, it's hard to pull bad habits out of somebody because they're fine with it. They're comfortable with operating in that space. You know,
so, yes, yes.
You know, so yeah.
You know,
but
yes, please, Sean. I would love to have any other words of wisdom or thoughts that you want to leave the listeners with, because I mean, this has just been such a tremendous time with you and Spotlight. And I truly thank you for your time. So let me, before I give you all the thanks,
okay,
what
okay.
words of wisdom do you have or advice or yeah.
So one thing I can leave the listeners, I think Doc V, you touched on this at the intro about understanding the mind and understanding the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference between hearing someone and listening to someone. So in our minds, that's where we receive information. So you can get all the information, you can read as many thesauruses and get as many degrees as you want. You get that information. But your subconscious mind, when you listen, that's when it downloads into your mind. That's where your actions come from. So if you don't download the information you receive, then a lot of times your actions are not in alignment with your thoughts, you know. So I want to share that with people, is that to make sure that when you're, don't just hear things, I want you to listen to things, because when you listen, you're receiving it. And it's just like a computer, you know, once it's downloaded, it's running, you know. But if you never download it, then it's not in you, you know. And I think that's so important, because our subconscious mind is like a hard drive. You have to download the information there, so actually your actions come out of that. But as long as it stays in your mind, as long as you have information, then, you know, then you still just, you're not applying it anywhere. And I think that's the disconnect. And I think people are kind of, we've kind of been told the wrong things, I will say, over the last 20, 30 years, because a lot of times you hear information is key. Information is key. Information is only one piece of it. Right. You know, it's application is key, you know, and application is transformation, you know. So if you don't apply the information that you, if you haven't received it, then you're not doing anything with it, you know. And I want to share that with our audience, and I want to share that with the students, and I want to share that with our members and our listeners today, to actually make sure that they listen and download the information. So the key word today is download.
Download. Oh, I love it, Sean. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you so much for being our spotlight today, giving of your time, because I know you have been crazy busy today. Well, period, but especially today. So thank you.
I thank you. And it's always a great pleasure for me to connect and collaborate and to share my time with you, Doc V. So anytime I can do that, I definitely will. So time is our greatest asset. So we use it wisely. And I understand that. So anytime I can help you, you just let me know.
I certainly appreciate that. I received it and I downloaded it.
Hey, hashtag.
No. Hashtag download. Oh, Mr. Sean Biz. Yeah.
That's it.
I love it. Audience, be sure to follow Sean Carrington on social media. Please tell them what's the best way, Sean, your website. We'll have it on our platform, but yeah, I want to give you that.
Yes. Off. So the website, of course, is www.mrseanbiz.com. That's my personal brand. That's my personal business. And then, of course, you can always reach out to me on www.namvetsamerica.org. I'll say it once again, www.namvetsamerica.org. Either one, I'll definitely receive your message. And I will say this, that if I don't reply back within 24 hours or so, I will reply back, you know, within 72 hours. I'm pretty good with that. I think that's a leadership skill that I take seriously as far as replying back. So anyone that reaches out or has any questions, we're here to serve. My team is here to serve. And we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Yes, folks. Do it. You will also be able to read, again, Sean's full biography on our website, on the platform. You'll be able to connect with him. Like I said at the top, Sean is very near and dear to my heart. We have that soul connection. And there's just so much more to come. So my community, I know, will be excited to just wrap their arms around you and to learn from you. And I am just super excited because, you know, like I said, you have ears to hear, eyes to see, you know, I hear and I see you, Sean. And I so appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. I feel the same.
Absolutely. Okay, folks. So be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to. We have a new face coming to definingpaths.online to help you define your path down the various pathways you may choose, whether it's personally, professionally, or business. And I'd like to thank our Business Innovators Radio Network and our producer, Mike Saunders, for their amazing support and assurance that we may continue to bring you extraordinarily wonderful, phenomenal people like Sean A. Carrington and bring you these quality, life-giving conversations and inspiration, folks. I'm Doc V, the Pivot My Show, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path so that you may be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. And we'll see you on our next episode. Thanks again, Sean.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.